Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
All right, we're looking at understandings this week on Mind Games. And more importantly, we're looking at misunderstandings. So we're social beings that live in a social world, and the ability to connect with other people is based on our ability to share information with them. So how do we manage this when it goes wrong? And why does it go wrong in our world? First and foremost, the sheer volume of information that we're actually processing and communicating means that the miscommunication is actually probably going to be really, really likely. So first of all, is getting an understanding on the fact that this thing's going to happen. Second thing is that we always, when we are the receivers of information, we're filtering the information through our own experience, through our own beliefs, and through our own perceptions and how we think and feel about this. And so that's a really, really important thing to consider, is that we're all wearing glasses that shade and tint the world that we see based on our experience. And the last thing that's really, really important to remember about how miscommunication happens is that there's often really, really, it's really common for there to be physical reasons for the transmission of information to not be as clear as possible. That's because I'm doing two things at once and I'm not actually giving the person or the task my full attention. And so therefore, some of the information is missing me. So, a few simple tips to work through and navigate the world of misunderstandings. The first one is to clarify the situation. If there happens to be a misunderstanding, be as brave as you can and name it and say, I don't think I quite understand. Can you help me clarify this? And this way we're actually able to nip some of these misunderstandings in the bud before they actually become a problem for us. So questions like, is this what you mean? I'm hearing this. Is this what you're saying? What is it that you want me to do or know, depending on where we're at? It could be in our relationships or it could be at work. So don't be afraid to ask these questions. And the reality is, whenever we ask these questions, we're actually showing that the task or the person and what they're saying to us is really, really important to us. And so it sends a powerful message in and of itself. So clarify. The second tip would be simplify. It's really, really important, particularly in work situations, when we get asked something, to sometimes write down what we're being asked so that we've got a reference to be able to come back and touch base with. Memory magnifies misunderstanding, so it's really, really important to consider that we've got it clear from the get-go and we're able to come back and reference that. So don't be afraid to ask if you're not sure. I'm not sure I understand. Could you please explain that again? And ask people to explain something in a more simple way. And that can help us to navigate misunderstandings. The third simple tip would be to empathize and to consider what this picture would look like from the other person's perspective. You don't necessarily have to agree with the person, but as long as you can work towards understanding their position and what they're talking about, then you're going to be much better able to negotiate and work through any misunderstandings. The last tip is to stay calm. If it feels like you don't understand, seek help, ask the questions, and do whatever you can to stay calm, because anxiety or worry affects the ability, has a really, really big impact on our ability to process information and reason situations out. So if we start to get worried or worked up, we're actually going to probably be more likely to create more misunderstanding and less likelihood that we're going to be able to sort this out. So try some understanding this week on Mind Games.